morning and welcome to the All-American Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Jambonis, along with Spencer Kelsey, and we're going to discuss the Second Amendment. Before we get started, the sponsor of this podcast is Turning Point USA. The founder, Charlie Kirk, loves this country and wants to teach a younger audience that the United States Constitution is the greatest political document ever written.
The Second Amendment is a very controversial topic ever since it's been created, and people believe that today the definition is different than back when it was created.
First of all, we need to discuss what the definition of the Second Amendment actually is.
Yeah, people have different interpretations of it, so the actual constitutional written amendment should be said.
Yeah, so the actual definition is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Supreme Court believes that the Second Amendment gives all citizens the right to bear arms because in the District of Columbia versus Heller case, they ruled that citizens had the right to bear arms. And this case was really important to the definition of the Second Amendment because Washington, D.C. had a handgun ban, which stood for around 32 years. And it was finally challenged, and the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional for D.C. to have that law.
This then creates the question of what is the definition of a well-regulated militia? Does this fit all citizens, or does this only strictly require that people form together to create a pact against the government when necessary?
Well, citizens need to defend themselves without the government helping them. But also, if the government becomes too powerful, they need to be able to fight off tyranny.
This brings up the controversial statement of guns don't kill people, people kill people. And people need more gun education and mental illness screening to prevent massacres. This statement has been debated for years now, and while some people say that guns do kill people because they're easily accessible, those who say that are incorrect, because if guns killed people, something like hunting wouldn't be legal along with competition shooting. These are all activities where guns don't kill people because they're controlled and manned by responsible owners. The people who kill other people using firearms are not in the right to kill someone, and these guns are usually acquired illegally, as it's better for everyone to have their own weapon for self-defense.
And for those who had mental illnesses or had trouble with the law in the past, they shouldn't have a gun, and we should use background checks to, you know, make sure that we're giving weapons to those who deserve them.
Yeah, and they don't have guns. Somebody like a convicted felon, you cannot possess a handgun or a rifle, even like a concealed carry, like weapons permit. You can't have that because that convicted felon, it could end up as an extra felony charge on their record. So that's just something you can't have, you know? People try to argue that anyone can get a gun, but I mean, really, they're wrong. People think that there are no background checks when purchasing guns, but I mean, they're pretty much wrong because of the, what's that act called?
Oh, the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act.
Oh, right. So, well, most people who fit the cause are able to purchase guns. Those who are prohibited by the laws can't. So, for example, after the White House Secretary James S. Brady was paralyzed by a bullet in the assassination attempt of President Ronald Reagan, this bill called the Brady Bill was passed. This enforces mandated background checks for gun purchases from licensed dealers. This changes the way that people think about background checks because, I mean, it's really mandated by the law now, so you can't make up any excuses or hide your, like, illegal past.
People also say that police officers abuse their powers and use guns way too often. However, this isn't really correct because they have a right to use their weapons when they feel they're in danger.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are, like, non-lethal rounds, such as, like, they're called beanbag rounds, and when a suspect is hit with one, like, it's painful, but it doesn't do the same damage as a bullet, but then again, it's not lethal, so someone who is jacked up on drugs, you know, might not feel it as they have a higher pain tolerance.
And this is also true for tasers, because tasers, first of all, you have to get a perfect shock for them to actually feel the tase. Mm-hmm. And because of this, tasers are really inconsistent, and people who are full of adrenaline and, you know, have a lot of drugs in their system don't feel it. And it's like a threat to the police because they can just keep going. Like, say they have a knife, And they could just, like, you know, they could straight up stab the police officer.
Yeah, you could keep charging a police officer with a knife if they really can't, like, feel anything. So it's always good to have a lethal option just in case the police officer ever needs it when endangered.
And British police officers don't have guns, which is a huge concern for me because I feel like they need guns because if they're in a close combat situation with someone that has a knife, that's extremely dangerous and you're really risking your life, you know, like trying to save people from getting hurt. And going back to police officers abusing their powers, people think that police brutality is a common thing, but really it's not. And people think that the way that they use their weapons is unjustified, but that's just not true because, for example, a former police officer, Cody Garrett, who goes by the name Donut Operator, he breaks down police shootings and, like, shows why the officer chose to use their firearm in that situation. And, for example, there's a case with Ronald Davis, who charged a police officer with a knife, and the police officer shot him multiple times, killing him, and people, for some reason, protested this, even though he literally charged at the officer with a knife.
I mean, like, you can't expect not to get shot if you're going to charge an officer with a deadly weapon. I mean, officer is within their right to, you know, pop you, so. On the topic of police violence, I'd like to bring up school security. School security is a complex issue with no real simple solution. And the NRA School Shield Program is committed to addressing the many facets of school security, including the best practices for security infrastructure.
This brings up a good point because of all the recent school shootings and mass shootings in general.
And did you know that 34% of parents who send their kids to public schools feel that their kids aren't safe? I mean, this quote is, it's really concerning because, I mean, when being looked into, the Second Amendment will always be blamed for any type of shooting, even if it's like a logical fallacy. And while one person may have a gun and is trying to use it unethically, there should always be people who carry arms to prevent the outlier from doing any more damage, especially in a school environment. This is a reason why, you know, armed guards should be protecting our schools and protecting our children of America today.
That brings up a good point. But unfortunately, you know, we ran out of time. So again, thank you to Turning Point USA for sponsoring this podcast. And thank you, Spencer, for coming on to here.
My pleasure.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.